about.
Cut. Kyle, I don't feel like we're capturing the essence of the show right now.
You don't call cut. You're not the director, man.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. And I respect you as a director, but quite frankly, I think you're losing control a little bit. And I have a better idea than what you're giving me right now. Right. So let's cut and start again, starting now. Cut and action, go.
All right, let's roll sound.
And also roll sound.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Found a feces in a chair. No, the incident reports need to be really, really specific.
Okay, what else should I put?
Well, for starters, it's not a feces, it's just feces.
But it wasn't a gang of them, it was just one piece.
But there's no singular form for feces. It's not feces or feces, it's just feces.
And now,
your booty.
Our feature presentation.
Never really thought through that. Right?
That show is so weird.
I already saw the first one, and it's dark, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. But I like it.
Talking about Getting On, which is a new HBO show with our friend Alex Borstein as one of the playing a nurse in a senior care facility. I guess it's a place for old women to go and die, right?
Yeah, essentially, pretty much.
They have Alzheimer's and dementia, and yeah,
it's good times.
Yeah,
I could not get Mrs. Bean interested in watching that with me. Seems a little too dark for her. But it's not funny like Nurse Jackie is.
I was going to ask if it's a comedy.
It's, well, I mean, it's,
it
what do you think, Lisa?
It does, I mean, it's absurd funny.
Yes, it's absurd kind of funny. Right. It's not joke funny at
right.
all. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's not crazy. It's not like intentionally people trying to be funny on the show. It's people who are just so funny because they're so quirky, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, the second episode just aired. I haven't caught up with it yet. So welcome on into another Kevin and Bean show. It is Tuesday. Going to take you to Baraboo, Wisconsin to start today's show. You guys been to Baraboo?
No.
No.
Should I?
International Clown Hall of Fame is there, Lisa. What do you mean, should you?
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
Obviously, I've been to Baraboo.
Seriously.
What?
You've been to Baraboo?
I've been to the International Clown Hall of Fame, of course. When in Wisconsin, Kevin, you go to Baraboo for the International Clown Hall of Fame. Obviously, everybody knows that. This headline is half-naked bar patron causes stir. Authorities say a Baraboo woman, by the way,
all right,
donned the standard shirt and shoes required to receive services at most places of business, but lacked another essential article of clothing, pants.
Oh.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, depends on the woman.
Because I'm just picturing the women that live in Baraboo.
Well, that is a gross generalization.
That is gross.
There are some very hot women in Wisconsin.
I'm sure
there
are.
Don't you ever watch college football? Have you seen the University of Wisconsin students?
But are they in Baraboo?
Yeah. In that city, yeah. That there are some super hot chicks. You're right. But outside.
Baraboo police responded to Poor Richard's Bar just after 1 a.m. Saturday for a report of an intoxicated female walking around the bar with no pants who was allegedly trying to hit and choke customers. Well, that's not what you want your women with no pants to
I
be
bet
doing.
She's beautiful.
She's actually pretty decent. They only show her face. They don't show the rest of her body. Her face is in this article. I'd like to see more. The officer reported that when he arrived on the scene, he found that two women had successfully restrained the half-naked bar patron, a 30-year-old named Diana Mountain, in the bathroom. However, their attempts to get her to put her pants back on were less fruitful. Officers had to physically restrain the woman in order to keep her from fleeing the bathroom, according to the police report. They handed Mountain her pants several times, and here's my favorite line in the article, but the bare-legged boozer allegedly refused to cooperate. Each time, Diana grabbed the pants and threw them to the floor. It became clear she was not going to cooperate with officers. Police eventually placed her in handcuffs, but the report noted that the pantless woman continued to resist and asked officers if they wanted her to bend over.
Yeah! Really?
Wow. You guys think alcohol was involved?
No, probably not.
She allegedly refused to stand on her own 2 feet. Officers were forced to drag her out by her arms in a struggle to get her into the police car. Officers had to use a special device to restrain her legs. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Well, One officer reported that the woman unsuccessfully attempted to bite him. She was taken along with her pants, jacket, and underwear in the trunk of the squad car to the Sauk County Jail, where she was charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. She's been jailed on a $300 cash bond and will be in court December 23rd, as will I, by the way.
Wow. Baraboo.
I want to party with this woman. You don't think I'm going to be in court for that appearance?
You're going to be all over that court case?
And then when they fine her or let her go, whatever it is, I'm going to take her hand and take her over to the International Clown Hall of Fame, sure. And we're just going to have the best day ever.
I'll bet. I'll bet you and her would really hit it off.
We do sound like we have a lot in common. So I've got plans for the holidays. I won't be alone this Christmas.
Glad to hear it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Abijo, shall we?
First of all, let me tell you this. I'm impotent. I can't have sex.
All right. Thank you for that update. This morning we have tickets for the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. I believe we have tickets for both nights, as a matter of fact.
Sweet. Cool.
Starts at 9 a.m. and goes every hour through the day. We have Jason Lassen, who's an author that has written Hollywood Clowns.
Speaking of
clowns, I bet he's been to Baraboo.
Well, let's ask him. If not, then it's pathetic that you have. This guy's a clown. And at some pretty high-profile homes here in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it like to dress up and go to kids' parties? It seems like that could be nightmarish.
Yeah.
Well, he does have a story in the book about a kid holding a gun to his head when he was dressed as Winnie the Pooh. That's the kind of excitement you have in your life when you're him.
That's strong. That at least makes it interesting if you're not sure you're going to get home or not. Thanks for that info, Bean, this morning.
How dare you
have that? I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this program that Amazon has where they're going to use drones to deliver your packages.
I saw the test video. It could work.
It could work is one of the options. And we also have Muse in studio in the 7 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
Yay!
The band is awesome. So we were going to talk to them. I can't wait for that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin Abijo Show at 5:52.
There are perhaps some young people listening who hear that song and go, I know that song. That's an old one. That's a long time ago. But I'm going to tell you something so shocking, kids. When that song came out, Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins had hair.
What?
That's not a joke. I know. I mean, think about it. People who have been following the Smashing Pumpkins for the last 20 years have never seen Billy Corgan with hair.
That's true.
But there was a time. We knew him when he had hair. Anyway, 1979 here on the world-famous K-Rock. Speaking of music, we have a little holiday special something for you coming up right after the top of the hour that's going to make it feel just like the Christmas season is here. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Apparently, Ralph Garman has decided to do the later Showbiz Beats, but not the early ones. So we'll have to fill in for this hour. TMZ has a fascinating story to me. I am not a car guy. I don't know anything about cars except how to drive one. This Paul Walker death car, as they call it, by the way.
They did name it that.
The Paul Walker death car, yeah. This high-end Porsche that he died as a passenger in on Saturday is a race car, basically. We had heard that it was high-end. It's a $500,000 car.
Wow!
This car, by the way, according to Porsche themselves, they send out a memo to dealers with this car. It's a $500,000 Carrera GT. As the car first went on sale a couple years ago, they said this vehicle can not drive over a Foster beer can that it's lying on its side. It's a powerful car, but you need to be aware of what type of road surface you are on. Dips, potholes, seam heights, etc. It is as close to a race car as we will ever get. This car has all the disadvantages of a race car also. What they're basically saying is it's meant for a racetrack. It's meant for a track that is meticulously groomed, that is not going to have, like they said, a crack in the sidewalk or a pothole or something like that. It doesn't sound like it should be on a public street, which is where it was.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, we've been all looking for answers. You know, originally we heard maybe they were drag racing. It doesn't look like there was another car involved. Then we heard it was an excessive rate of speed. That doesn't look like the case. Last report I heard is the estimate is that they were going around 40 miles an hour on a 15-mile-an-hour turn. If this memo is to be believed, it sounds like it's very possible that this car just couldn't handle a regular road.
That's crazy.
How tragic is that? And how sad that Paul Walker's friend, who knew so much about these cars, wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, that's weird. You're right.
It seems like there still had to be something, because 40 miles an hour, it's just not, like, something else. Like, they were talking about maybe it was leaking brake fluid or something.
Right.
Steering fluid, rather.
Certainly possible. Yeah, certainly possible. I don't know, but I just, I was just amazed that you would spend so much money on a car that you couldn't drive on the street.
Yes.
But I guess if you're using it as a race car, that's more important.
No, it's so frustrating to see somebody with a car that's five times as expensive as mine, and they go over, you know, some of those bumps. What do you call the
speed bumps?
Speed bumps. Uh-huh. Yeah, they go over those. It takes them a half an hour.
Right.
You know, they gotta stop, and then they gotta inch up to it, and then they gotta go kind of, all right, let's try it, and get halfway up, stop on the top. You're like, just roll, go.
Because sometimes they're so low to the ground that they just have zero clearance. Our man Lightning has had a few of those, has he, over
That's
the years?
Who I was thinking of, yeah.
Barbara Walters is out with her list of the 10 most fascinating people of 2013. Do you guys watch these specials? Do you care about them at all?
I used to. I'm not anymore, I don't think.
I used to when they meant something, but now it doesn't seem like that's what she does. It just seems like it's whoever she can get an interview with.
Yeah.
Basically, that's who she chooses.
Well, I will tell you that I am disappointed when I do tune into the special and somebody on her list is somebody that she couldn't talk to. Because that's the draw for me, is seeing the interviews with the celebrities. Here are some of the names you'll see on the special when it airs on December the 18th. Well, Miley Cyrus, of course, is on the list. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who, by the way, they counted as one person. It's just Kim Ye is on the list.
Funny.
Kevin, you're in the cast of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, right. I am in.
God almighty.
Here's one there won't be an interview with because he's an infant. Prince George is on the list.
Stop it. With that.
What's that about,
That's
by
nonsense.
The way? Pope Francis is on the list. Won't be talking to the Pope, I'm sure. Jennifer Lawrence is in the top 10 of the most fascinating people of 2013. Robin Roberts, the newscaster from ABC, who just, by the way, America just has been rooting for her because she's had so many health challenges and has just handled it with such grace. She's just fantastic. Diana Nyad, you remember her. She's the one who did the swim from Cuba to Florida. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden is also on the list. So that's nine. There's one left. She always unveils the most fascinating person of the year on the broadcast. That is not revealed ahead of time. So I don't know who that's going to be.
And when is the broadcast?
December 18th.
December 18th. Huh.
So if you care,
number one,
start thinking about it. I don't know. I have not. I'm not given. I hope it's Teen Mom Fair Abraham.
That'd be great. That'd be a good choice, I think.
Tan mom
still?
Tan mom,
sure.
They should let us pick who the most fascinating person in 2013 is.
Well, we could come up with our own list.
We should do that.
And make Barbara interview that person.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Kelly Cuoco is something.
Is a good
She's
deal.
Right,
She's
yeah.
a good deal from the Big Bang Theory. She's set to marry Ryan Sweeting.
Mm-hmm.
In less than a month, she's going to do it on New Year's Eve, I think. And she also is already on the honeymoon. She's been showing her photos of her dream vacation in the Bahamas with her future husband. It seems to all be going super well.
Nice.
Okay.
But he's not right for her. Let's
That's
be honest.
Your story?
That's the story.
Oh, I see.
He's not. He can't possibly be right for her.
Because you are?
Clearly. Yes.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Personal issues to wrap up first.
Right. Wife, family.
But then I'm in.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck with that.
All right.
You got a couple weeks to make that happen.
Thank you.
I'm going to be living in Wisconsin with my chick with no pants, so... 2014 is shaping up to be exciting for both of us, Kevin. Here are stars that were born on today, December 3rd, in today's celebrity birthdays. The great Ozzy Osbourne, ladies and gentlemen.
I know,
as much as we all think he's just a doddering old fool as a result of the MTV reality show, you see Ozzy Osbourne even today on stage, either solo or with Black Sabbath, and you can't believe that he can still rock it.
Yeah.
He's 65. He still sounds great when he sings. He can't talk, but he can sing. It's crazy. Actress Daryl Hannah turns 53 years old today. The beautiful actress, Oscar winner Julianne Moore, also turns 53 today. Brendan Fraser is 45. There's a guy who hasn't worked much lately.
No, and he's so good.
Actress Anna Chlumsky, whose name I can never say. She, of course, is on Veep, is 33 years old today. Actress Amanda Seyfried is 28, and that is the showbiz. Just announced yesterday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the top 10 for Miss Double December 2014. Who will the young lady be who represents the Kevin and Bean Show throughout 2014? Well, you can help us decide. Go to Kerrick.com and cast your vote. All 10 are up there with photos and bios, and you can join us live in person to see the ceremony. It's going to be on Friday, December 13th, the Miss Double December pageant once again this year with our friends at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. Kerrick.com is where you go.
Sorry, KRock.com. I had a guy who tweeted me that he was doing a lot of research. It took him about 6 hours.
Nice.
So he's taking it seriously, and I think that's important.
That. Yeah. Well, I think it's a responsibility as a voter.
Yeah,
you can't just walk into the booth and just pull a lever. Hey, yesterday we got you the Christmas spirit with a little fruitcake.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake.
And that is one of a couple of the essential holiday songs. The other one is by our friend Wing. Now, for folks who don't know about Wing, I did a little research on Miss Wing yesterday,
all right.
You guys.
Good.
How old do you think Wing is? You've seen her videos.
I'd say 55.
Wow, that's a great guess.
Is it?
She's 53.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I thought she was 70.
I really?
70. She looks so old to me. Yeah, she's only 53 years old. She is of Hong Kong origin, but she has been living for many, many years in New Zealand. And she started out entertaining patients at nursing homes and hospitals and places like that.
Can you imagine being in a nursing home not able to leave?
Right.
Oh, my God.
She took up singing as a hobby only after moving to New Zealand. She did not sing back home in Hong Kong. Anyway, she was so popular, and by the way, if you're hearing all of this without knowing how Wing sounds, you're going to be amazed when I tell you how popular she is, that people came to her and said, you should make a CD. So she did. Her first album came out called Phantom of the Opera, and it was all show tunes, okay? Since then, she has had 18 more albums.
Wow.
Wing has 19 albums. I think the Beatles have like 10.
That's crazy.
Including The Sound of Music, Wing Sings the Carpenters. Kevin, tell me if you have a bunch of these. I know you do.
I have about most of them.
Wing Sings the Songs You Love, Beatles Classics by Wing, ABBA Songs by Wing, Wing Sings AC/DC, Wing Sings Elvis.
AC/DC is awesome.
Do you have the follow-up? Wing Sings More AC/DC.
No, I don't know that I have that one.
Beat It is another album. Too Much Heaven, One Voice. It just goes on and on and on. Wing, my favorite, Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies and Raps for All the Safe Parties. And, of course, she also has had two Christmas albums. And that brings us to why we're so excited once we get into December, because is it our all-time favorite Wing song, Santa Claus on a Helicopter?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so.
The best.
Hey, Bean, answer this question if you can. Why do I hate Halloween spooks, but love this? Because they're both horrible. This is a horrible song.
They are nails on a chalkboard.
They really
aren't
they? Are.
I think, A, you have a fondness for Wig.
Well,
in general.
I do her a favor.
And, of course. And B, I don't think it has the annoying ghosts in it.
Oh,
I think the ghost is what kills you about Halloween spooks. But let's hear a little bit of Santa Claus on a Helicopter as we officially launch into the Christmas season for 2013.
And I should mention the reason that she did this is because she was worried that kids wouldn't understand how Santa Claus could possibly make it to every house in one night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she wants to step in and help kids understand that.
Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Right.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Right. Now, is she ad-libbing or did somebody write this?
I don't have any idea. I would guess somebody wrote it.
Okay.
Her.
Santa Claus.
There it is.
On a helicopter.
Beautiful.
You know how we torture people in Guantanamo Bay? Really, seriously, this would do it, wouldn't it? You hear that note? Just that one high note.
It's
you just go,
rough.
Wow, that's difficult to listen to.
Santa Claus, he visits us today.
I don't know what she just said. Did you hear a word of that, Bean?
Santa Claus, he visits us today.
Okay.
December 24th. Wow, he's coming right now. in an helicopter. Not a traditional slave cart.
I think she's mentioned that once, at least. Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's coming in a helicopter, not a traditional sleigh cart.
He lives in the front yard of a nursery. All the babies crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
We now, have questions about this every year.
We do have questions about that line.
Now,
because it seems bad.
It's horrible.
Okay, so wait. So Santa Claus is visiting a nursery, right?
Yeah, all the little babies are crying for their moms.
Babies are crying because they're hungry.
Right.
Does he feed them or is it something worse?
Let's hear that again.
Okay.
All the babies crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
I think we know why they're crying.
All right. We have bad news for you kids. Look, Santa Claus is coming. The bad man is coming.
It's a lot worse than you kids thought. I heard...
But you get a present at the end.
I heard the word, and maybe it's not related to the sentence. Maybe she just threw in a random word, but I did hear the word fist.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. That's a unique pronunciation of what we hope is feeds. We hope that the children are being fed.
Then he returned to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city. Dance! City dance!
What?
Dance!
Dance!
Is it a dance?
What is she saying there?
I think, I'm with Lisa. If I had to guess, I think somebody is telling Santa to dance or Santa is, I don't know.
Dance! Helicopter dance!
Dance, fat man!
Dance! Santa Claus dance!
By the way, super high quality background track.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is really good. Probably the London Symphony Orchestra. That would be my guess.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
Wait, Santa's playing a flute?
That's what I hear.
Why?
Follow Santa. Take the secret flute to the church to place the law.
What was that? To the church to place a log?
I think
replace the lock?
To please the Lord.
Oh, please the Lord.
Dear
okay,
God,
you go to
you
church.
Speak wing.
Wow, you yes. speak wing,
that's
Bean.
That's impressive. Because I thought it was something about the Jews.
All the children follow Santa down the road. Sons and daughters. But if you are sick, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus.
Yeah. So
I love it.
So if I got that correct, he said all the kids are following Santa, but if you're asleep, you can't follow him.
Maybe, yes, I think
how
so.
How do kids follow a helicopter?
Well, no, I mean... Yeah, I don't know about that
one. He takes off in the helicopter. The kids can't see him in 5 seconds.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm unclear on how that works.
Would it shock you that there's only 12 seconds left in this song? Like, has she explained everything you need? We all good with how he does it?
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who knew it could get worse?
Wig, 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 wig.
Who knew it could get worse?
Wow. Merry Christmas, everybody. Lisa, shouldn't you be getting back to the El Mandril program? What are you doing, wasting your time over here with us honkies?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Did get some calls saying that Lisa should head back across the border with her type.
I'm sure.
Agreed.
Some of that Cosmerica.
Her whole live commercial in Spanish as well.
I agree.
She's threatening to do it. So, hey, party people, don't forget you can still win your tickets for both nights of the sold-out 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. Got it for you every hour starting at 9 o'clock this morning and all day long. Go to krock.com for all the details.
We have a small problem here at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Small!
We have a huge problem here at the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's our biggest problem.
And that's that when the commercials are playing or the songs are playing, our man Bean has to just start a conversation that can go nowhere. That's rule one. It can't go anywhere because no one cares. He just has to talk.
Yeah.
He can't be quiet.
I think what you mean to say is he engages in friendly, appropriate banter with his coworkers.
Right. Yep. But Bean, because he has Asperger's, is unable to tell what conversations are interesting to other people and which aren't. So we try to clarify.
I take umbrage with you using the word conversation.
Yeah, I agree. It's a monologue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a soliloquy.
Right. I can't say that word, but it is. That's what you said.
Okay.
But I write down as well as I can, word for word, what he says. A rule in the room is that you're not supposed to respond. Do not respond to Bean. It will just tag him on. He'll think you're interested, and he'll talk for another half hour.
Right. And then you fall into the vortex of conversation.
That's correct. So it's time for...
Thanks for that info, Bean.
I will read you exactly what Bean said. Bean, let's get this out of the way right away. Don't need further comments on these topics.
It's not that we don't understand what he's saying. Is that what you're saying?
It's that we want less
We'll see about that.
We want less of each one.
See about that.
For example, a record's playing and we hear, Kathy Lee and Hoda are trying the Pringles pecan pie chips right now.
No.
Okay, but look.
Thanks for that info,
Bean. Not further clarification, but explain to me how our show, where we're all obsessed with food, we all love food and love having different kinds of foods and trying new awesome foods. How is it not interesting to you guys that that product exists? I would think that you, Kevin, would want to know about that because that would be the type of thing that you would love.
I guess that might be true in another situation. But
you would just say, hey, here's this new product. Did you know about
this?
There's
a new product. Yeah. Yeah. Because you know that Kathy Lee and Hoda, we're not exactly down with them.
There's a difference between talking about that chip and then giving a blow-by-blow description of what's happening with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
It's hardly blow-by-blow.
That's that info
game. Give me credit to where I heard it from. That's all. Taylor Swift is, by the way, and if I know people have trouble telling us apart our voices, this is Kevin. Ralph, go ahead and speak.
This is me.
That's Ralph.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lisa.
That's Lisa.
Hola.
Yeah, she speaks Spanish.
Taylor Swiftler is what we believe. Bean is a hardcore Taylor Swift lover.
Yeah. She's the best.
So he says this, and my head exploded. Taylor Swift is going to be on the Victoria's Secret's Christmas show. No one in the room said anything. Pause. I haven't watched that show for years because it's just stupid.
Oh, Jesus.
Stupid.
But now I'm going to watch.
But stupid. It's the best show of the year.
Why not just be castrated and just be done with it?
I agree. You're going to have to give up your manhood. Did I tell you guys about the sourdough pancakes I had the other day?
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a conversation.
Did they have pecan pie Pringles on them?
Pause. It was a taste treat.
Oh, my God.
Look, I went to the pancake chef out by the airport.
We
don't need more.
And I never had sourdough pancakes before. I didn't even know they existed.
Here's the thing about that. Don't need more.
Okay.
This happened in early November. I made a note of that because I wanted you to know that. I'm listening to an AM station out of Minnesota right now. No one said anything, and then Bean followed that up with, they're playing all Christmas music. An AM station out of Minnesota.
Oh,
because
it's an F.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
But did you honestly think we'd be interested in that?
I mean, did you think we were going to go, wow, that's awesome. I wish we got it here.
How can I listen in?
Look, in radio, which we all are, people are sometimes interested in when stations start switching to holiday formats. That's all. So I was just trying to share with you that
that's
I was listening.
So you thought maybe we might be interested in what an AM station in Minnesota was doing with their programming choices.
Well, because they're
you thought that might happen. There's a chance of that happening. You really thought that. Tell me you thought it.
Upon further reflection, it appears unlikely that you would have been interested in that information.
Unlikely. Oh, do you think?
It's unlikely.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Come on. It's not okay with me that Olivia Wilde is pregnant.
Ugh.
Yeah. Creepy.
And then
that's
nothing.
Why is that creepy?
And then nothing. And then he said, because she's hot. And finally, in the category of not really a burn, you know, you try to burn each other maybe with food or something. You get better food than the other person ordered. So it's kind of a burn.
Right. And Bean always going to an awesome party or whatever it is. You just try to rub it into your coworker.
And Bean always tries this and is 100% wrong. Like, he can never actually pull off the burn. Here's a Bean burn. I can't hear you. I'm
I'm listening to the new Fog Hat Christmas album. Like, we're going to go, you've got the new Fog Hat Christmas album?
Oh, damn. I hope they play it on that AM station in Minnesota.
I bet they will.
That's that info, B.
If you're a Muse fan, as we are, you want to know that their concert DVD is available today called Live at Rome Olympic Stadium. This is supposed to be amazing. I have many questions for the guys, and they'll be here in about 20 minutes or so. Muse stops by the Kevin and Bean Show to talk all about the new project that's on the way here on the world-famous K-Rock.
I don't watch the 60 Minutes, but apparently this past Sunday night. Bean, do you watch it?
I do. I always watch it, but not always that week. Okay. So, like, I've still got this episode. I've not yet seen it, but I heard that it was quite exciting with the kind of going into the Amazon warehouse for the first time, kind of getting a chance to see how crazy big and busy that place is, especially this time of year.
CEO Jeff Bezos, I think I'm saying that right, went on 60 Minutes, and he gave him that tour. And he also told 60 Minutes that there are going to be drone deliveries. They're going to start using drones to deliver. They call it Prime Air, and it could be in 10 minutes or less.
Now, I thought drones were only for killing foreigners. I thought that was the point of those. Now we're using them to order Blu-rays?
That's correct, yes. And and if you're within 10 miles of they have a whole bunch of distribution points. If you're in within 10 miles, it'll pick it up off of the shelf and it'll immediately start flying to your house.
That's awesome.
Right?
And these drones, by the way, if you've not yet seen what they look like in operation, they look like little toy helicopters.
They
like
do.
You play with as a kid or something like that. But, yeah, they pick up a little box, and then they just fly right out the door, and then they just come to your house and land on your porch, and then they go away, and that's it. And like Kevin said, 30 minutes or less, you could order some projects. Now, technically – it's 100% possible. I mean, they demonstrated it. They can absolutely do it. But there are so many things you've got to think about before then, like how do you stop people from shooting them down and stealing your stuff? What do you do if you get too many of them in the air? What about other things that are in the air? You know, what kind of impact are they going to have, you know, for a lot of different reasons? So there's a lot of questions still to be answered before this is going to be used.
I believe the King of Mexico has lined up a specialist for us to talk to, though. It's the head of Amazon drone program.
Oh.
Paul Crew. Am I saying that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Welcome,
Hi,
Paul.
Hi, Mr. Crew. Happy holidays to you, sir. I know it's a very busy time at Amazon right now. We appreciate you jumping on the line with us.
No worries. Happy to talk to you. We know you have a choice when it comes to purchasing, and so we'll always like to thank you for purchasing from Amazon. Thanks so much.
Well, your friend, Mr. Bezos, was quite impressive on 60 Minutes the other night, I am told, as he was explaining this drone package program. It sounds like something you guys have been working on in the lab for a long time.
Oh, yeah. We've been working on it for a while, and it's ongoing. It's an ongoing program, and we're really proud of it, which is going to be quite the... I think it's going to revolutionize the way we get deliveries.
He guessed 2015. Is that accurate?
Well, I think he's playing it safe. I mean, we're good to go. We're ready to go here at Prime Air. And as always, we know you have a choice when it comes to delivering your packages.
Said that.
So thanks for choosing Prime Air.
So, what's the weight limit, if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Crew? How big a package can you deliver with one of your little Amazon drones?
Right now, 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
Anything under 5 pounds is what we use with the drones. But we're working on larger drones to deliver, larger packages.
I would guess I would guess there's a lot of people who do 5 pounds or less. Anybody that gets a DVD or anything like that?
A lot of our merchandise is below that. DVDs, CDs, makeup packages, healthcare products, things like that. They all fall within the 5 pound range.
What issues do you need to work out before this goes live and you're actually doing this for reals?
It is live. We are doing it.
You are already?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm delivering something right now. I got a DVD going to this guy's house.
Okay.
I operate all the drones here from Command Central, so I'm flying them myself.
It's just you?
Just me. Paul Crew. One man crew, they call me.
What? Oh, whoa. That's Paul. What happened,
right,
Paul?
Hold on a second. We need another copy of Foghat's Christmas album. Apparently, we had a minor accident. It happens sometimes. It's not a perfect system. It's a good system. It's not a perfect system.
Right, but isn't that some concern? I mean, a drone, if it falls out of the sky, can crash. It can hit somebody on the sidewalk. It can hit somebody's house. It can hit a pet. I mean, aren't you worried about that?
It's a small price to pay to have your DVD brought to your front door. That's what I say.
That's true.
Hold on a second.
Oh, no. We lost another one.
I ironically, that was a Fast and the Furious movie. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Oh,
too soon, Paul. Come on.
The CEO of Amazon, too soon. Any other issues you're working on?
Yeah, sure. We got safety is one of them. Also, you mentioned piracy.
Right.
You don't want someone taking down one of your drones and then stealing any merchandise or products may be delivered by that drone.
Yeah, Kevin would be out there with a butterfly net trying to snag those drones out of the sky. Come on.
So we have security as well built into the drones. They are armed.
They're armed.
Absolutely. Hold a second.
Wow.
We just dropped a bomb on somebody who was trying to steal one of our DVDs. Hey, look, it's Bean Baxter, isn't it?
That's me. Yeah, Paul. Why?
Because, see, here we've got to deliver for you. Someone bought you a Christmas present.
Here's
a great opportunity to use this and to show you just how it works. Let me just send this to your house for you, okay?
Oh, that's okay. Cool. That's very cool. I'm a little bit nervous based on the track record so far. Whoa!
Wait, what's this?
Get a present at this!
What's happening?
Hey!
Well, that's what you get when you order Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin Abicho at 6:54.
The hell kind of nonsense is going on down there?
Typical?
Typical nonsense? Well, get it together. All shape right. up, because Muse is coming in. We've got them right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. Very excited. Love those guys. Great to have them back in the building. First, though, Ralph has the show. It's great to have Ralph back in the building with the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday.
Before I get to Showbiz News, very quiet, Pop.
Hey, yeah. Guys, come on over. Come on, it's okay. We're not Kanye West. We want to text you.
There we go.
Before I get to Showbiz News, how about passes to the special KROQ advanced screening of The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Can't wait.
It's happening December the 10th at the AMC Orange 30. Do they have 30 screens at this?
I imagine.
They do. They
it's
do.
Madness.
Yeah.
It's December the 10th, as I mentioned. The movie comes out on the 13th, so you'll have seen it before all of your other friends, and you can just lord it over them and say, "One ring shall bind them all." And then just wave your staff over them and turn them into toads.
I don't think people can actually do that.
Yeah. The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug is in theaters Friday, December the 13th. We don't want to see it before anybody else. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. The first five callers who get through with that number will get a pair of passes to attend our very special K-Rock advanced screening. It's all over for Josh Brolin and Diane Lane. Ah, they were one of my favorite couples.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
My favorite showbiz couples. They have officially divorced. Divorce was finalized on November the 27th. Diane Lane says will not be seeking spousal support. She will just drop Brolin off of her name. And Josh is currently in rehab, so they all have a lot going on.
Wow. It's a busy time of year, huh?
It is. Speaking of relationships, Leonardo DiCaprio is a new girlfriend, if you believe Star Magazine.
Who does she model for?
Victoria's Secret model?
To say the least, yes.
Oh.
Apparently the soon-to-be ex of Orlando Bloom, Miranda Kerr.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Has been keeping company with Leonardo DiCaprio these days. So
yep.
He is going for the gold standard when it comes to supermodels.
He has been working his way up the ranks of Victoria's Secret. He may be pretty close to the
and
top.
And imagine how manly you seem to Miranda Kerr after Leonardo Bloom. Orlando Bloom, rather.
Sure.
You just must seem like the biggest stud in the world. It's like, wow, this is what it's like to be with a man.
Guys, I'm going to ask you a question that you might think is heresy, but I'm serious about this. This is a real question. If you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you have dated 20 Victoria's Secret models in a row.
Right.
Is there a tiny part of you that says, I'm just going to date a regular, average-looking chick for a while?
No.
Just to mix it up and see what that's like. Or do Why? You... No, I'm serious
it's
about
It's so
that.
Hard I'm to put serious. Yourself in her in his situation.
Why are you wasting our time with this question? Why?
Because maybe there's something about all of those girls that bugs him or that he's tired of. Maybe he would just like to mix it up and have a conversation with somebody that's not about what underwear did you wear on stage tonight.
I have a short answer, Ralph, so we can get back to the showbiz.
Thanks.
No. Back to you, Ralph.
All right.
Back to you,
he's
Ralph.
He's stunning. He's stunning. It's incredible the way his brain works. They really
Lisa,
cut,
you're with me. You see what I'm. You see what I'm asking, right, Lisa?
Cut it open and study it in some sort of lab.
No.
You know what happens when you get bored with one of the Victoria's Secret models? You get the next one.
Get another one. Yeah.
It's a brand new one. Yeah. Yeah. She's different, and she talks different. She's from a different country. She looks different. It never gets boring. Not once.
You don't think you'd ever?
No.
Well, asked and answered. Okay, move on.
Damn it!
I hear you. Congratulations to Victor Garber. I love him. Great actor. Remember when he was Sydney's dad on Aliens?
Oh, so sure. Good.
He's been good in everything he does. He just picked up the role of Ichabod Crane's dad in the Supernatural smash hit series Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, all right.
He's going to play at least in one episode, possibly more. And that show's already been renewed for season two. And speaking of horror and successful TV series, NBC is adding yet another creepy show to its Friday night lineup.
All right.
It already features Grimm, which is great.
Love it.
Dracula with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Strong.
Has been a strong hit for them. They are adding The Wolfman.
All right.
To that same lineup. I think The Wolfman is a great property that has yet to be properly exploited in the modern era of monster movies, which seems to be, you know, well, you got zombies now, you got vampires. Everything seems to be the perfect atmosphere to bring back the Wolfman.
I agree.
The Benicio del Toro film was not successful. They didn't do a great job with it, but I think a series based on the Wolfman could be great.
What's happening? Is that just you applauding?
Hand check.
I decided to clap for the Wolfman.
Oh.
Yay! No, you don't get the yay for yourself.
I never wanted to kill anyone more than I do you right now. Listen to how hard he's laughing. He's never laughed that hard at anything anyone else has said.
Because no one is him.
Come on. Guys.
No, there's 97% of the people don't even understand that joke, let alone think it's funny.
That's why I liked it so much, because it was just for you, Ralph.
Well, if it was just for me,
Ralph didn't like it.
Why am I so unhappy if I was your goal audience? Yeah, I beg to differ. I think it was just for you. That's who it was for.
this year's got to be over. Right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ozzy Osbourne, 65 years old today. Daryl Hannah turns 53, as does Julianne Moore. Brendan Fraser is 45 years old today. Our good buddy Anna Chomsky from Veep is 33 years old, and actress Amanda Seyfried, 28 years old today. She's nice.
She's nice.
And she's pretty. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, Muse fans, you've had this date circled on your calendar for a long time. Muse live at Rome Olympic Stadium, available in stores and for download today. We couldn't be more happy to welcome two-thirds of the band here. Matt and Dom are here from Muse. You're on the Kevin Bean Joy Collection. Hi, boys. How are you?
Very good. How you doing?
Great.
Happy holidays. Great to see you again. It's impossible not to be into December and not start reflecting back on the year that was. How's 2013 been for you guys?
It's been great, isn't it?
It's been a good laugh, yeah. It's been very busy. Yeah, been all over the place. We're coming towards the end of a big tour now. We've got we just had a break for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to Australia in December, and then we're kind of done, aren't we? So that's it. Yeah, we've been all over Europe, all over the world.
How long did you just have off?
We just had a break for about two weeks and 2.5 weeks or something.
So nearly 3 weeks or something like that, which is long for us.
I was going to ask, does that feel like a long time? Like you really need to be doing something
forever?
Yeah, get a little bit. I started picking up the guitar yesterday and sort of strumming out some new songs and stuff. So yeah, you get a bit itchy for the road when you've been off the road for a while. But at the same time, when you've been off on the road for a long time, you can't wait to go home for a bit. You know, so
Of course. Like, is there ever a time as a professional musician?
Professional.
And I always find this.
Semi.
Am I using the term loosely?
I always find this
interesting because many people get into the music business, start a band because they love music, because that's their passion. And then, you know, you're lucky enough to be a band like Muse that it's become, it's become successful in occupation, and now you're doing it, you know, for reals. Is there ever a time where you don't want to play music, don't want to have anything to do with it, just want to forget about it? Or is it something that kind of every single day you wake up, like you mentioned, you know, you got a little bit itchy, you haven't played for a couple weeks, you can't wait to play again?
Yeah, and no, for whatever reason, I think it's in your blood. You know what I mean, like it's my nature. Since I was about 11 years old, I knew that that's what I wanted to do, you know, and so that's never really gone away. I think I've thought about the possibility of it going away, but that's never really, my nature just kicks in and I just need to be in front of the piano or the guitar, you know, pretty much most days, you know. So that's never that passion's never really gone for me.
And
you tell about your dumb idol.
How about you?
No, it's true. I think that's why it's the same for all of us, and Chris as well. It's why we started the band at such a young age, really, when we were kids, and why we started playing instruments when we were so young. But yeah, you know, I think you find you're always thinking about music, listening to music, thinking about music. I think you're constantly getting inspired. So, you know, Matt's right. It's certainly part of us now.
Do you think you listen to music different than we would, for example? Like, you know, we're fans of music, but we don't create it. Do you listen to it with that ear?
I went through a stage, I think, where I stopped listening to music because I found it, you know, it kept influencing me and stuff like that. So I kind
and you
of,
didn't want
to
be.
I sort of cut off listening to music altogether. And I kind of thought that I'd write pure music if I didn't have any outside influence at all for a long period. But now I've sort of gone back and, you know, I'm starting to enjoy. Over the last few years, I'm really listening to a lot of music, especially rock music again, like especially classic rock music, which I haven't listened to for a long time. I'm getting really back into that again as a fan, you know. So I said I went for a while where I was listening to sort of everything but rock. You know, I was listening to a lot of classical music, a lot of sort of jazz and other things that were just sort of like for me more out of what we do, you know, because we spend all of our days listening to like screamingly loud amps and Dom's crash cymbals, literally like deafening. Do you know what I mean? So when you go home, you'll listen to something a bit different. But as I said, the last few years, I'm going back to like listening to the kind of rock music I was getting into when I was a kid.
Okay, so you're starting to listen to it again for the last couple of years.
I'm listening to rock music again, like as a fan for the first time, like really in the last few years.
Yeah. Okay, but the worry that it's going to influence you is not there anymore.
No, I'm into it. You know, I think the next album's going to sound like Back in Black, basically.
So. Okay, good.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
When Madness came out, by the way, we all went, what the hell's going on?
No, we veered off. The last couple of albums, I think we sort of, you know, we did three or four albums, you know, the first two albums, three albums were very much focused on three-piece rock and all that stuff. And I think, you know, when you get into album four and five and six, that's where we were, you know. I think we decided to experiment with other things, electronics. But as I said, I think we're going back to where we started, I think, on the next album. I think, you know, just a bit straight rock is coming back for us. You know, we want to get back to that three-piece sound. You know, we've done a lot of experimentation with all these other weird things, you know, and I think it was good for us to do that, to sort of basically remind ourselves that you can't just beat guitar, bass, and drums. You just can't beat that, you know.
You are hearing the voices of Matt and Dom from the band Muse here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're going to get into talking about the new DVD available called Live at Rome Olympic Stadium. Speaking of being music fans, once you get to the point where you guys in the industry, where you are, you know, top of the charts, you get a chance to meet pretty much anybody, I imagine. Have you met any musical heroes that you, if I had gone to a 7-year-old Matt or Dom and told you that one day you'd be meeting fill in the blank, it would have blown your mind?
Yeah, there've been plenty, you know.
Probably loads over
yeah
years,
Brian
isn't it?
Brian May was a big one, you know, especially because he was he actually presented us with an award, I think, an award show in England, and he came on the stage like about 7 foot tall with hair about 6 foot wide, you know.
That's bizarre.
And I sort of thought, what's he doing?
And you grew up in England, you worship at the altar of Queen, right? Like, that's as good as it gets, is to meet the guitarist from Queen.
Yeah, no, that was a strong one. Also, a major one for me was, probably the most starstruck I've ever been, I can say this to him now, he's probably listening if he hears, Tom Morello.
Tom Morello?
I still can't quite relax when I'm around Tom Morello.
Is that right?
When I'm around Tom Morello. He actually came to a party at my house here. We had a New Year's Eve party, and he was the first guest that turned up. And he came, and he was at the bar, and I sort of went up to him and went, I can't quite handle that Tom Morello's here. I don't know what to say, you know. I was sort of like buying him a drink. He was such a cool, lovely, down-to-earth guy, and we were talking about kids and family and stuff, but what he didn't know was deep down, I was literally going, oh my God,
yeah,
this is Rage Against the Machine. I can't handle this
moment. Exactly the same way about Tom. I mean, Kevin's favorite band of all time, no offense, Muse, you're number two, I think, is Rage Against the Machine. I mean, that's right, Kevin? That's your favorite band ever.
Absolutely.
And we've been lucky enough at K-Rock, obviously, we've had Tom in 20 times over the years. And he is the coolest guy in the world, but when you first meet him that first time and you have this image of he's the guitar god from Rage, you think, I can't handle this.
I know,
and then he just immediately disarms you because he's just so charming and so down to earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I talked to him since he's been one of the guitarists for the E Street Band, by the way, because he's geeking out over Bruce Springsteen as much as you geeked out over him.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing. That's actually the first I heard of that.
He would come out and play a song with him or two, you know.
Well, he's recording with him now. Yeah. He's on the road with him. I mean, it's a gig he's doing now. So, well, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about
it's an amazing
music.
Combo,
is,
actually, yeah.
Exactly.
The boss of the guitar and the boss of just being the boss of everything.
The boss of everything. The guys from Muse are here. We need to take a break, and we will come back on the world-famous K-Rock.
Very special morning for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got Matt and Dom from the band Muse in the studio.
What's up
and
with Chris? Is he just grouchy in the morning? Doesn't like to do interviews? What's up with
I don't think he was able to get on a plane to fly over for this interview. He's in London, obviously.
We've interviewed you guys.
We should get him on the whatever this is. What's Bean talking on?
ISDN.
Yeah, exactly. We should get him on one of those sometime. Yeah, we should do that.
I just didn't know if like he's a mean person or what's going on with this. We've interviewed you many times. He's never there.
he's the shy type. Let's put it that way. All right.
He was definitely there. On the night over the summer where you were at Rome's Olympic Stadium, and this is a brand new concert DVD that, from what I understand, from what I've been reading about, is unlike any concert that's ever been shot or released before. Tell us about it.
We shot it. One of the main things about it is we shot it in 4K, which is like this new camera technology, which is like four times the definition of HD. So it's
four times what we think of as high def.
Yeah. So when you see... we're kind of used to it these days, but you see a bit of HD and you can kind of really see like hairs on someone's face and the detail. So it's kind of four times the definition of that.
A little bit too much detail.
I was going to ask.
Do we need that?
You can see. You have like a makeup artist before the show.
As you can see, I suffer from the odd spot here and there. You know, there's one big one that you can see in the Rome show and a couple of close-ups. I'm sure that everyone's going to appreciate it.
You can see the contents of zits.
Now, will that translate onto the Blu-ray?
Nope. Basically 4K, all the theatres that it went to was in 4K, so you got to see it in Ultra HD. And unfortunately, unless you get one of these 4K TV sets, which are now coming out, it's the kind of thing that probably the next few years, most people will start upgrading to this 4K thing, and then this DVD, whatever it's going to be on, will make sense, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of something for the future, but the actual DVD that will come out will be... I mean, the cameras themselves did have these crazy advanced lenses on, so there will be a definite depth of field difference than what you normally see.
Now,
in terms of 4K, unless you've got the 4K TV at home.
None of our listeners can afford the 4K TV.
Don't blame me.
Are the cameras...
I've got a free projector.
You
different in terms I've got a free projector from Sony.
Is that right?
Oh, nice!
How about that?
That's the main reason why we shot in 4K.
Parties at Matt's house. Are the cameras bulky, and do they kind of get in your way when you perform? Or to you, on stage performing, was it just like being shot with a regular rig?
Most of them are regular, but there was one really cool camera that was called... They called it the Spider Cam, didn't they? It was basically like a UFO. It was like connected to all these wires around the top of the stadium, and it could literally go... anywhere in the stadium at any time. So it could come right up close to my face and it could suddenly spin around, go out into the audience, up into the top of the stadium in one big continuous camera shot.
Is this some of the technology that is in the app that the Muse 360? You can control the camera?
That's something different. That's a different type of camera, like a 360 camera that's fixed on stage. This camera that he's talking about just flies around the stadium.
Just floats everywhere.
We're able to get these just insane shots. Like the opening shot for the DVD is a big kind of pan in, I suppose, and it kind of, because of the definition, again, if you did experience it at the cinemas or in the future, it almost looks 3D because the definition is so extreme.
It'd be amazing. I feel like they should get that. It's called a spider cam. They should get them in football games. It'd be amazing. You know, when you say football,
you mean soccer?
Well, both.
Because they have them in the NFL.
Oh, they have them.
Yeah, they're over the field.
They fly down and zoom in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and it's crazy good.
Yeah, crazy
those are probably just President Obama's drones, you guys.
Oh, yeah, about that. The NSA,
the government. Tell us about what else was special or different that night. Why did you decide to shoot that show, and what did you do to get up for it, knowing that it was going to be a home release?
It was the first time we played in Rome for about 10 years, I think. I think the last time we played there was a small venue, like a theatre or something.
Right.
And we didn't quite know if we were able to pull off an Olympic stadium in Rome. We played San Siro, which is a football stadium in Milan, before, but the south of Italy is kind of a bit of an unknown area. No one really, you know, all the sort of promoter types and all that kind of, they don't really know how many tickets you're going to sell, because it's a very volatile audience there, you know, like depends on, you know. So, but we took a risk. In other words, we took a risk and said, right, let's just do this Olympic stadium. And I think our manager and everyone was thinking, like, we don't know if this is going to work, you know. And to everyone's surprise, it sold out within a few days, and that was quite...
Now you speak Italian. Right?
Un poco.
Did you?
That's all I can actually say.
Did you try a little bit on stage while you were there?
I said a couple of bits, but, you know. I'm not going to pretend I can speak Italian. But yeah, I mean, we chose it because it was Rome. We hadn't been there for a long time. It was a big outdoor, and we love that. You know, we did that gig with Rage Against the Machine in the LA Olympic Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah, and I love that kind of bowl shape, you know that Olympic sort of open, properly open mm-hmm. stadium, open air stadium. So it's the same kind of venue as that. And I remember doing that gig with Rage and thinking, wow, what a great layout when everybody can see all of the sky, the stars, as well
right.
as, you know, you can see everything around you.
Were you nervous to have the dancing Pope in Rome?
Well, I think that Pope's supposed to be hip and cool, isn't he? So, you know, we thought having him dancing around wouldn't be a bad... Yeah, he was jamming with Obama up there, and I think there was a few other world leaders.
And you were a little nervous about that, though, weren't you?
We did actually have Berlusconi naked. Well, Berlusconi wearing a bikini, and in soundcheck it was deemed a little bit on the edge. You know?
Just a bit.
Now, you're talking about the images that are projected on the digital screens during the show.
Exactly,
The audience sees. And you also had live actors as part of the set, too. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've always been into the idea of going to the next level in terms of theatrics, you know, because we kind of feel like the music we make, we can probably get away with a bit of that. It's always risky when a rock band tries to go into that territory, but we thought we'd give it a go. We just did it a little bit. There was a theme of energy usage, energy consumption, and so on, which basically we got two actors in to act out. One of them was like a sort of Euro banker who was doing quantitative easing, pouring, you know, Euros all over the audience. Then there was like a businesswoman who was drowning herself on oil and fuel and that kind of thing. And then they both die.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, good times. It's all just an uplifting news show. You know?
It's happening to you guys.
But then she comes back. Then she comes back as an angel floating from a light bulb. So, you know, there's a happy ending.
Hey, spoiler alert,
well,
first of all right? The shows don't get any bigger than Muse Live at the Rome Olympic Stadium. That is available everywhere today, by the way. You can get it at muse.mu or amazon.com. It's available on CD, DVD, CD, Blu-ray, digital. I mean, it's crazy. This is the package for Muse fans. Let's take one more quick break. If you guys can stick around for one more, we got a few more Muse questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure, cool. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back on camera. And we are back with Matt and Dom from Muse here on the world-famous K-Rock. They are in town promoting live at the Rome Olympic Stadium their brand-new concert DVD, which is available everywhere. By the way, coming up this weekend is the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. I wanted to mention, I know you guys are not going to be around, but you've played two, three of our shows. You've done a bunch of those Acoustic Christmas shows for us, I think.
Yeah.
I think three of them.
There was one wasn't there one with Guns N' Roses, I think? Or was it? I know Slash was there. I know that much. But yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it is so much fun every year. And we got such a great great lineup this year with Queens of the Stone Age and Arcade Fire and just so many great bands. We just look forward to it so much. And we're so grateful to you for the years that you've showed up for it and everything. Kevin was asking you off air, and I thought this was interesting. You know, we talk so much about how this thing was shot, the visuals of it. But especially for a concert video, sound is an important part of the experience as well, especially with the kinds of systems people have at home. Now, what's new in the world of sound? Because I'm sure whatever's cutting edge, you guys are doing on this DVD.
We pretty much recorded it multi-track with the best gear that was around. You know, in terms of the proper sort of full like recording rig that we normally have, great mic preamps. Yeah, I'm going to get technical here. We definitely used upgraded microphones compared to what we'd normally use for a live concert, and also we had the mix done by Chris Lord-Alge, who's probably one of the best mixing engineers in the world. You know, mixed some of the best records out there, especially live records as well.
And, live records, a lot of times they lose something in the translation with the sound. That's why I ask if you're putting so much effort into the video, if the sound is upgraded as well. And
yeah, no, for sure.
I love that.
I think there's a lot of work that's gone into that, and I think it's in 7:1 surround sound as well as 5:1, depending on what system you have. You know, so you get the full immersion of all the crowd and everything. You know,
Is this the end of a chapter? This performance for you? I mean, I don't know that you can get much bigger once you've got this kind of stage show and fireworks and actors and everything else.
Yeah, I think it probably is. You know, it's we definitely experimented with the songs that we picked for this DVD. Definitely have a bit more of the kind of softer side of what we do, and the more mellow and some of the more theatrical elements. I think that we captured that in this film, and as I said, I think what I was saying earlier on about musical style, I think it sort of definitely sums up what the last two albums, we definitely sort of veered away from rock a little bit and tried some other things, and this film definitely captures that. And I think in the future we're going to probably come back to a more sort of harder rock sound, a more basic sound, and potentially our shows will reflect that.
And when might that be?
We're hoping to get in the studio next year. You know, we've got a few songs floating around at the moment, but I think next...
What's that process like? How long does that take?
It's kind of vague, isn't it? It's difficult to predict, you know, because you never know what the songs are going to be like and how we feel about them, how the recording process goes. We are going back to a more as I said, to a more basic rock sound, I think. So that might make things move a little quicker. I don't know. But I say that next year...
We've also said that many times before.
I'm pretty sure. I've definitely got a few songs on the go now, which are definitely, you know, a bit more like...
Will we have it by January?
I think we'll have it done by, hopefully. I mean, I'd like to get an album, you know, 2015. I'd like to be back on the road again in 2015, and we'll do your acoustic Christmas in 2015.
Fantastic.
In 2015.
Oh, hey, we'll take you up on that.
Before we let Matt and Dom go from Muse, I have to ask, why are you guys not signed up to be on that first trip to space with Richard Branson? I figured that would be all over you.
Well, you would be all over that.
I think Gravity put me off.
Like, the movie Gravity?
The film Gravity. It's like, I'm not sure that's like sort of put the fear in me about yeah.
Because I know how much you guys are so cold up space.
There. I didn't realize it was so cold up there.
That's not as cool as I thought. Yeah. You do love space, though.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we'd love to get up there. I mean, if there's a way. I mean, I kind of... when's Branson going up? Is he going up soon?
I think he's going up in a year or so, something like that, two. But Lady Gaga apparently is going to perform. I think she's performing on the first or second shot up there. But I thought it should have been you guys. I mean, no one's talked more space than you guys.
We've got too much gear. Do you know what I mean? That's a problem. We've got too much equipment to take
like
up.
Like five rockets up there.
Exactly. We need one rocket just for Dom's
astronaut
snare
roadies
collection.
And let's not forget that it's a vacuum in space, and you won't be able to hear anything anyway.
Well, there's that. I think you're inside. I don't think you're space walking. Would you do it?
Fair enough.
All right. Well, we are out of time. This live at the Rome Olympic Stadium, if I can put it a plug, I mean, there's somebody on your Christmas or Hanukkah list that loves the great rock music. And why not pick up this Muse live at Rome Olympic Stadium? It's available everywhere today at Amazon.com or Muse.mu. It just does look amazing, you guys. So congratulations on this success of this.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
It's always so great to spend time with you. We really enjoy it whenever you get a chance to stop by. So you're welcome anytime.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. So if you've ever hired a costume character to come entertain the kids at your house over the past few years, maybe you had Barney out there or Winnie the Pooh or Fred Flintstone, something like that. Well, the man inside the suit could be coming into our studio next. We've got an author and actor named Jason Lassen joining us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. He's written a book called Hollywood Clown. Ralph, you know this guy. This guy's got stories.
Jason is a friend of a friend, and he's written this very funny book, which is, first of all, anyone who does that for a living, God bless him, right?
No kidding.
If you're showing up as Winnie the Pooh at some kid's party, that's hell. That's in and of itself.
That's a rough
gig. Now, add the pressure on top of it of having Billy Crystal hire you for his kid's party or something. And he's got some amazing stories about a long list of Hollywood celebrities who hired Jason to come into their homes and entertain their kids. And as you can imagine, chaos ensues. And when you add the celebrity factor... It's even more funny.
Well, we're going to hear all about that coming up the next half hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Tuesday.
You
got
to ask him about Robert De Niro. That's my favorite story in the book, I think.
Robert De Niro.
My favorite, yeah. All right, let's talk about show business news. George Clooney on the cover of W Magazine, just looking just spectacular at 52.
Sure.
How does he look like that at 52?
Oh,
being all Clooney.
Yeah.
He has not settled down yet. He was married once. He's famously single. Seems to be doing a pretty good job.
Oh, I didn't even know he was married once.
Oh, yeah. He was married once to an actress named Talisa Soto when he was very young. And he said after that experience, he vowed that would never happen again.
Wow.
Not that...
She must hear him say that and go...
He's got nothing but nice words for her.
Okay.
But I think being married in and of itself was not for George. I think he recognized that when he was married.
I think if more people recognized that, you'd have a lot fewer divorces.
I agree. There's a lot of pressure.
So you're suggesting, Kevin, if fewer people got married, there would be fewer divorces?
That's correct. That is my logic.
I can't argue with that.
You know what? I did the math, and Kevin is 100% right.
Thank you.
It's undeniable.
Thank you.
Maybe the reason he hasn't met the right woman is because everyone that he really loves is dead.
Aw. That's a bummer.
In the interview with W Magazine, he talks about his celebrity crushes, the women he adores the most. Grace Kelly, he says, was the most beautiful woman he's ever seen.
I agree.
She is
no longer... dead people get bells?
No longer around to appreciate George's compliment. And he also said he fell madly in love with an actress named Audrey Hepburn when he saw her in a movie called Roman Holiday when he was just 11 years old. So he likes him. He likes the old school broads when it comes to his celebrity crushes. Maybe that's why he's not getting married, because the perfect woman for him is in a grave. Speaking of women, congratulations to Leonardo DiCaprio. Adds another notch to his belt. If you believe Star Magazine... soon-to-be ex of Orlando Bloom Miranda Kerr is currently enjoying Leonardo's company.
they are spending an awful amount of time together and seem to be very cozy.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right.
Yeah, she's one of the most famous ones.
And one of the most models. Lovely ones.
Yeah.
It's official. Beyonce rules the world. Microsoft's search engine Bing.com released their researched most searched for celebrity of 2013.
And it was Beyonce, huh?
Beyonce.
She didn't have any big scandals or anything,
no,
did she?
Nothing really newsworthy other than just her being amazing.
Hmm.
You know, she unseated from last year?
Charlie Sheen?
No. Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Was the number one searched for, on Bing anyway, searched for celebrity. And she has unseated Kim Kardashian. Imagine how hard it must be to unseat Kim Kardashian.
No, okay.
How do you get that seat up? Need some sort of backhoe or something to get her out of that chair.
Jaws of life.
Exactly.
Why do you guys suppose so many people were binging for Beyonce?
Yeah,
like Kevin said, it's not like she was involved in some sort of a scandal or had a baby or anything like that, right?
I agree.
It's bizarre.
And getting to the end of the year, of course, it's all about the lists. Barbara Walters has released her list of the 10 most fascinating people of 2013. Here's the thing. Recently, I forget which magazine it was, they released a list of the 10 least influential people in 2013.
I like that
I love
list.
That list, too. And it's almost the same list as Barbara Walters.
Is that right?
Barbara Walters tends to glom onto the whoever's in the moment, regardless of their value. If there's any sort of sizzle to it, she puts it in her special because she needs...
I think that's what it's all about for her. She needs good ratings for that show so she can continue doing that show. Yeah. It's not about the 10 most interesting
people.
Her
special airs on December the 18th on ABC. Here's the list. Edward Snowden. Well, you'd have to give him, I think, high marks for being fascinating this year. The NSA whistleblower, the man who started this whole...
Yeah, he changed the world. He really did.
I can see that.
Diana Nyad. She's that old swimmer.
I don't.
Yes,
that
yes,
old,
she
that
is.
Old broad who swam someplace.
I can't believe George Clooney's not dating her. She's so old.
she went swimming.
Yeah.
She's,
all right.
She's fascinating because she swam.
Okay.
Right.
But she swam far though, or something.
She did,
right?
And what'd she tried like five times to do it.
Didn't she go? Where'd she swim? To Russia?
Florida? Doesn't matter.
She
went from Cuba to Florida.
Yeah. Same thing.
Right.
Russia, Florida. Robin Roberts. Well, that's just a nod to ABC. She, of course, overcame cancer this year. TV personality. Jennifer Lawrence. There's somebody we can get behind.
There you go.
I like to get behind Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. I give her a Hunger Game. right in her Catching Fire. You know what I'm saying?
No, you lost me.
Oh, okay. Pope Francis.
He's a wacky pope.
He is a wacky pope.
Ugh, I love him so much.
Did you hear the latest about Pope Francis?
No.
You know what he used
Rush
to do
Limbaugh?
For a living?
Oh.
Oh, no. Sorry. He's Rush Limbaugh.
No,
yes.
Rush Limbaugh's bashing him.
Oh, is he? Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Surprise.
Pope Francis used to be back in the day.
What?
Anyone?
A Bueller? Transvestite?
Bueller? Anyone? A transvestite? You're absolutely right, Kevin. That's why he's so friendly to the homosexual community. A nightclub bouncer.
What?
That's right.
He was not a nightclub
bouncer. He was a
nightclub
bouncer.
That's not possible.
That happened.
The Pope. The current Pope.
The Pope.
Was a bouncer in a nightclub.
Was a bar bouncer.
Nope.
He was like Roadhouse Pope.
Oh, that's Come on. Such a big liar.
How great is he now?
Now he's the best ever.
You want to mess with the Pope?
That's awesome.
We have to talk to the Pope, Ralph.
He's on the list. Prince George, also on the list.
That's the baby
That's
of...
William and Kate's baby.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
Prince George.
Not interested.
I can't wait for that interview.
Yeah.
So tell me, Prince George, how is it being in the royal family?
That is going to be good.
The freaking Duck Dynasty family.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They're fascinating.
They are fascinating.
They're not fascinating.
Oh, but Ralph, when you
they make duck calls. Right. And they grow beards.
But when you add the fact that they get better ratings than any show you watch, it's crazy.
Well, that makes doesn't make them fascinating. It makes America dumb.
Could be both.
And
hunting doves. It's one of my most favorite activities.
Oh,
because doves are the filet mignon of the sky.
Nope. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Sure.
So tired of them.
Yeah. They're getting old.
Have you seen the Kardashian Christmas card they released this week?
It's some sort of bizarre, artsy, fartsy science fiction thing where they're all posing in these in this weird set and with dollar signs everywhere and gold.
What?
And it's hideous. It's just everything wrong about them in one photograph.
Is but Kanye
my favorite
in
part,
it?
Kanye is not in it, but the baby's in it.
Okay.
But my favorite part, in the corner, you see this giant plexiglass tube. It looks like a cage, and Bruce Jenner is inside it trying to get out. So, well, that's symbolism. I think. Yes. Yeah, look it up online. It'll make you angry. No, it didn't me. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ozzy Osbourne, 65 years old today. Actress Daryl Hannah, 53 years old. Julianne Moore, also 53. Brendan Fraser, you know him from the Mummy movies and George of the Jungle and Encino Man, 45 years old. Anna Chomsky from Veep, 33 years old. And Amanda Seyfried from Les Mis, soon to be seen in Seth MacFarlane's comedy western next year, A Million Ways to Die in the West. She is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1 hour away from your tickets to both nights of the sold-out 24th Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. Those shows are happening this weekend at the Shrine, by the way. We've got tickets all week long here on K-Rock starting at 9 a.m. all the way up until 6 p.m. You can get details at krock.com. And in just a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can vote and what you need to know about this year's Miss Double December pageant as well.
So a lot of people move out to Southern California to become actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. And how you do that is you come out here and you take a job waiting. You're either a waitress or a waiter.
Right.
And you do that until you get a good role, and then you leave waiting behind. Or, let's say you don't want to be a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a clown. Like Jason Lassen.
Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. So your book is called Hollywood Clown, available through iTunes, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and it's all about your years basically entertaining children at parties at people's homes in crazy costumes. What kinds of characters did you play when you went over to folks' houses?
Well, I did clowns and pirates, Winnie the Pooh, Barney, Elmo, Buzz Lightyear, basically any character that was on TV or any kid wants at their party, Superman, Batman.
How did you get into that? You come out to Southern California. How do you make that connection?
I fell into it. I was a friend of mine had been doing it for years and kept asking me, oh, you should do parties. It's a great way to keep up with your improv skills because you never know what's going to happen. And I kept saying no. But then a series of events happened in my life and I became very desperate for money.
Sure.
And my friend saw that. And he needed a party covered. So he was like, well, can you do this party for me? And I was just so beaten down. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
What was it?
So there's no, like, training or anything?
No, there was no. He sat in the living room. We sat there with a six-pack, and he's like, this is how you make a balloon animal. This is a sword. This is a dog. This is a hat. Don't worry about anything else. Here's some parachute games. Don't worry. Just throw a couple balls in there and just bounce them around. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
So He literally just threw me into it. And
was it fine?
It was fine.
It was fine. You made it work.
I made it work. You know, that first party, I got my ass slapped by the mom, and I got a $20 tip, and I was like, I like this.
I got your ass slapped by the mom. You don't think about the moms that often. Did you ever nail a mom?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
I don't know if she was a mom, but that was more...
She was the hostess, though.
She was the hostess.
All right. Now you're getting somewhere.
It was... I was doing a – this is actually a story that I was not going to put in the book, but my wife was
– oh, I'm sure
insisted.
She insisted.
Right. She's like, you have to put that in the book.
Because it makes her husband look manly.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
So, yeah, I mean –
did you have to keep the costume on?
Yes, I did. It was actually –
I was joking.
We went to this party. And around the holidays, sometimes people ask for a more risque Santa Claus.
Okay.
You know? And so me and this other guy, he would come as the elf and I would go as Santa Claus. And we would go to these parties and they said, we want a more adult theme party. You know, just be a little more risque. So we would go and do these. And then there was just this one party and my buddy's like, oh, she's a producer and a casting director. And, you know, in this town, it's... if you
do
it, yeah, who isn't exactly? So we get there and we're doing this party, and then she was like, "Oh well, Santa Claus, you know, there's a I'm going to give some gifts away to my guests. So why don't you come upstairs and I'll show you the gifts."
Did you know it was on right then?
Had no idea.
You didn't think that was a come on. You just thought she had gifts upstairs.
I she was
going to give
gifts upstairs.
Kids.
She did in a way.
She did in a way, and I and the thing is, the whole party, it said on the paperwork, she wants to be called Mrs. Claus. Everybody, including her guests, was like, oh, Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus. I have no idea what her name is.
Wow.
And she was dressed like a very in a very sexy Mrs. Claus outfit, and all her guests were playing into it. And I guess at the end of the party, she finally announced that her divorce had finally gone through. So all her friends that were there.
So that was sort of what her party was?
Yes. Yeah. So, yes. So that was when the...
Come on, say it.
Wow.
It's when it happened.
She, I know, I walked in, and there's the bag of gifts. I go over, and I hear the door click behind me. I turn around, and she's just coming over me. I'm like,
hi.
I was like, Will.
Ho, ho, ho. Now, did you have to stay in character?
Yes.
This is Mrs. Claus
while having sex
like,
with her.
Oh, well, let me pull my beard down. And she's like, no, I don't want you to. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Well, Santa will just open up his sack of goodies.
Check out this Yule log.
All right.
So, I apologize to the kids listening. This is not how you hope to hear about Santa Claus this morning.
Santa gets lonely,
and if
too.
Kids are listening, what kind of parenting is that?
That's
really?
Right.
Even my kids are not allowed to listen today.
Thank you. They shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. Hey, Jason, how long did you do parties in character?
I did 5 years. Where it was my only job, and then after I quit, I did another 2 years. So like 7 years total.
Sort of so here's something that you thought you were going to do once or twice just to kind of get over the hump. You had no idea that it would basically turn into a career.
Yeah, when my friend told me about it, I was like, kids parties? I literally scoffed at it. I was like, because I grew up.
Do you like kids? Are you good with kids?
I had someone tell me one time, his grandmother his mother is Polish and doesn't speak any English, and she told him to tell me, she's like, those kids would follow him into hell.
Wow.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like, I've never seen anything like it. And I do. I love kids. I love to play. It was great for improv skills, and because you never know what's going to come out of what a kid's going to say.
Right.
So
why did she think a clown would lead kids into hell?
I was actually dressed as a pirate.
Oh, a pirate. All right. That makes sense.
Enemies, follow me into hell. No, it's around
this,
the bush.
Jason, and we're no, that's the lady with the Santa Claus book. Jason Lasset is our guest in studio. He is at Hollywood Clown on Twitter, and HollywoodClown.com is the website. You can buy his book called Hollywood Clown through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes. I just want to say real quick before we break and come back and hear about some of the celebrities you interacted with throughout your career. I got the impression from reading your book that you are very committed, and maybe this is because you're an actor also, of staying in character no matter how dicey things got in some of those parties. You really do ultimately not want to scar the kids by having them see your character with his head off or something like that. I mean, you went through some tough stuff and tried to stay in character doing it. That's impressive, Jason.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very committed because I was like, if I was a kid and I saw, you know, Barney take his head off or his arm, like a lot of things, especially with making balloon animals, they have characters take off the gloves to make balloon animals. I never did. I practiced in my house making balloon animals with these big mittens on my hands.
Is it possible you took this too seriously?
You know what? I might have.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It's
all
addictive.
Right. When we come back, Jason, we need to hear about some of these parties you played. I mean, Robert De Niro, Pam Anderson, Steven Spielberg. Wow. I mean, the list, Kevin Costner, Billy Crystal, Alice Cooper, Quincy Jones. I mean, it's crazy.
Magic
the homes that, yeah, the homes that you have been in, the things that you have seen. We'll talk more with the Hollywood Clown himself. The HollywoodClown.com is where you want to go for more information. Jason Lasson is our guest. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
It is Kevin and Bean Book Club Tuesday. Today's recommendation is called Hollywood Clown. It's available through iTunes, Amazon, or BarnesandNoble.com. And the man in the clown suit is Jason Lasson. He is in studio with us right now. He was a children's party entertainer for many, many years in Southern California. You had a gun put to your temple while standing in a Winnie the Pooh costume in Compton one time.
What?
That had to make you maybe rethink your occupation a little bit, Jason.
Yes, it did. A little bit, I guess. I was.
What happened?
Right
before the gun incident.
Well, I was walking down the street after a party, and I was in Compton. And
you stayed in costume.
And I stayed in costume. I kept the hood on. I always kept the hood on because I didn't.
That's what they love in Compton, is white guys showing up in hoods.
Not that kind of hood, Bean.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It was a Winnie the Pooh head.
Right.
Another thing they love in Compton.
All right, so you're walking down the street.
So I'm walking down the street, and I know characters that as soon as they walk out the front door, they rip the head off and they walk down the street. But I, you know, and for the exact reason that I saw some little kids looking at me, and they're waving, Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. And so I'm waving to them, you know, waving back to them. I just don't want to ruin their the magic that is, you know, Winnie the Pooh. And I saw two teenagers walking toward me. I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
Walked to my car and I hear the kids screaming, you know, Winnie the Pooh. And I'm thinking, oh, they want me to come over and make them a balloon animal. Okay. So I turn around, and as soon as I turn around, the eye holes are about the size of quarters and they're about 6 inches away from your face. So you have very limited visibility. As soon as I turn around, literally there's a gun barrel right at one of the eyes.
In the eye hole?
Oh, my
God. It's right up to the eye hole. And then in the other eye, I can see the kids just freaking out, like screaming. And I grew up on a farm. And so I looked at the gun quickly, like, and I was like, this is a 9mm Beretta. This is the type that we use to butcher the animals. It's
excellent.
It's real. The safety is not on. Like, all this is registering within seconds. And I'm sitting there looking, and I'm like,
what do you have that he could possibly want? You're a bear.
He wanted
is he after honey? What the hell? Like, what could you
get paid?
What could you have?
Well, the only thing is, you know, to bragging rights to his friends that he offed Winnie
that
the Pooh.
That he offed Winnie the Pooh? How tough is that?
So I think seconds went by before the mother from the party, she went to go get me some food, and she came back, and she was running down the street screaming. And the kid, he was a teenager, literally mouthed the words, you know, bang. And he's like, you got lucky. And he put his gun down. And he's like, oh, it wasn't real. It was just a joke. And the mother was crying, and she's like, this is why it's so hard to get people to come here. You think?
Oh, my God.
And she's and when you get a party in certain parts of town, you think about it twice?
Like some party companies, rather than write Compton or Watts or somewhere like that's considered iffy, they would write L.A.
Uh-huh.
So on the paperwork you see, and it says L.A., and then you look at the zip code, and it's like, that's L.A., but L.A. has all these little areas, and there's some people that don't like to go to those areas.
Well, I think if I got a gun put to my head as Winnie the Pooh, that would dissuade me from wanting to go there.
Well, I did not go back for like a few years, but I did go back.
You did.
Good for you. Jason, with all the celebrities, and you name a lot of them in the book, who has the nicest house?
Yeah.
Hands down, Steven Spielberg.
Really?
Yeah. Is that
what's he got? Does he have a helipad or anything?
He's got a few houses. So, you know, one is in Pacific Palisades and one is by the beach in Malibu.
Yeah.
So, which I've been to both of those.
Tell us about Robert De Niro and what a bizarre
day
that was.
He, you know, there's a, you know, my company subcontracted through other companies. So this big company got the party, and they didn't tell us anything about what the party was for. They just said it's for a one-year-old birthday party.
Oh, so you don't even know it's Robert
De
Niro's house?
No idea.
Wow.
So my buddy's like, oh, it's probably royalty because we've done Sultan of Brunei parties where they literally are like, you know, they don't tell anybody who's the party's for.
Right.
You're blindfolded. So,
basically, it's, you know.
And
then
they force you into the sex trade. You spend your
wake up in Thailand going, what happened?
Spend your next 10 years in the Orient.
So, you know, I get to the Bel Air Hotel, and we're taken to this party, and I still don't know. And it wasn't until he walked up. Robert De Niro walked up, and I'm Winnie the Pooh, and I'm just greeting people. Like, they're like, stand here and greet people. And he walked up, and they're like, oh, it's the birthday boy. And I'm just standing there going, oh, that's Robert De Niro.
Now, do you break character for Robert De Niro?
No.
You don't?
Because you are. Let's remember that Jason in the Winnie the Pooh costume is an aspiring actor. I mean, so being with Robert De Niro is like a dream come true. I mean, all you want to do is talk to Robert De Niro.
Can we hear what you said to Robert De Niro in the Winnie the Pooh voice? Yeah.
Oh, how are you? I want some honey. Would you like some too? Oh, bother.
So, what does Robert De Niro say to you?
He, he was really busy with the party because he's the host.
Was this his kid?
It was his 1-year-old. It was his 1-year-old. And then he had two he had a set of twin boys that were three at the time. And as the party's going on and, you know, you're talking to all these people, at one point I went outside to get some
cigarette.
Fresh air. Cigarette. Smoke underneath the hood.
Right.
And I went outside to get some fresh air because it gets really hot in those costumes. And one of the twins came out with me and we started playing peekaboo. And we're sitting there playing peekaboo and all of a sudden I hear Robert De Niro comes out and he's like, "Oh, you know, you guys are out here. What are you guys doing? We're going to cut the cake soon." And his son is like, "Daddy, I'm playing peekaboo with Winnie the Pooh. Play with us." And he's like, "Nah, nah, nah." And his son goes, "Please."
Oh.
And you could literally see him melt.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's going to do it."
He comes
over, he gets down on his knees and he's sitting right across from me and he puts his hands over his eyes. He goes, "Peekaboo." And I'm looking out at the eye holes and I'm like, no other person on the planet is seeing this. Where are the cameras?
No kidding.
Oh my god.
So I did the same thing. So I put my hands on I'm like, "Peekaboo." And he's like, "Okay, that's enough." And the son's like, "No, Daddy, again." Peekaboo.
That's bizarre.
So you have to put that on your acting resume as peekaboo with Robert De Niro.
Sure.
People will see that and go, "Hey, acting with De Niro, he's got to be good." Well, we have just scratched the surface of what is a fascinating book with lots of stories in it. You guys definitely should check this out. Aspiring actors, by the way, should they go into the party business, the children's entertaining business, or is something they should stay away from, Jason? What's your advice?
They should totally do it. It's it keeps your improv skills really sharp because you never know what's going to come out of these, you know, out of the kids' mouths or what's going to happen. And
but don't you get how often are the costumes cleaned?
So every weekend they clean them. But
so there's a party Friday, there's a party Saturday day, there's a party Saturday night, and a party Sunday. So the Sunday person gets screwed.
Yeah, I've been where people have traded costumes, and you're like literally handing them this big wet dripping costume, and they're like, and you've got to hurry up and run to go put it on, and you're like, ugh.
And you're suggesting that this is a good idea.
Well, it's like the money at times is as an actor. It's so good that it's hard to give up.
Oh, like, is that right?
It's the thing is like when you add in tips and it's only weekends, and then if you can start getting jobs during the week, like as an actor, it adds up.
That's why it gives you the flexibility you need, right? Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating book. You've well done with writing Hollywood Clown. And I want our listeners to go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or iTunes and check it out. You can follow Jason on Twitter at Hollywood Clown, and HollywoodClown.com is the website. Thanks so much for coming in, man. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
If you weren't with us last hour, by the way, you missed Muse stopping by, talking about their new concert DVD recorded live in Rome. That comes out today. We're going to have that interview up at KRock.com in a few minutes, or you can catch it on the podcast later on today. Good idea for you to just go ahead and subscribe to the Kevin and Bean podcast through iTunes. That way, you don't miss a precious minute of this goddamn show.
Oh, and every minute is so worth it.
So good.
Let's talk about Miss Double December for a second, as it's that time of year as well. We do have the top 10 finalists up. If you go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and click on Kevin and Bean, it's open for voting.
Okay.
So I just wanted to go through
right.
real quick. Allie is our first contestant. She's a medical assistant and a cocktail waitress. And she wrote her autobiography title would be Double D Winner. So she's sort of already looking forward to that.
I like that.
If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Chum Guzzler.
Oh, come on. You can't say that.
Chum.
You can't say that.
Chum is a buddy. Right? It's a friend.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say that.
Number two is Allie from Burbank. She's a model, and her talent is she can crisscross jump rope in a bikini.
That's
now,
valid.
All right. Let's bear in mind, by the way, as you look at the photographs and you look at the questionnaires available at krock.com, and many tens of thousands of you did yesterday, so we appreciate the hard work and diligence you're willing to put in before you cast your vote for who should be Miss Double December 2014. Take a look particularly at that line. What is your talent? Because that's the talent that they are going to be performing on stage when we have the Miss Double December pageant at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. That's coming up in a couple of Fridays on December 13th. So she is going to be crisscross jump roping in a bikini on stage that day.
That's correct.
That's what's happening.
Number three is Brittany. She's from Montebello. She is a bottle service waitress and a model. And she says, describe yourself in 140 characters or less. She mentions this. Irish, German, Mexican, vegetarian, heart of gold, lover, sinner, hard worker, fun, vodka.
Love it.
Vodka is one of the words that's separated by commas that she, that's how that's she describes herself.
She's made of vodka.
She's got her priorities.
Number four is Desiree from Hacienda Heights. She is a student. Describe yourself in 140 characters or less. Love being sexy. Love being a girl but can hang with the guys. Love taking pictures of myself naked. Love to have stretch and sex in strange places. Love to wear clothes that I might pop out of.
All right.
Is that all right with you, B?
She knows her audience.
If that's what you're looking for, sure.
Number five is Diana from Los Angeles. She is an adult entertainer.
All right.
So she's pretty much up on what's going on. And her talent is a burlesque show. So,
oh, fun.
Be able to see that?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're going through the top 10 contestants for Miss Double December 2014. As you know, we like to pick a young lady to kind of represent the show with us throughout the year. The person wins the tickets to Acoustic Christmas and to the Weenie Roast and to the April Foolishness, Kevin and Bean Singles Party. Kind of is the pretty face of the Kevin and Bean Show for the next calendar year. By the way, we did some research because we were asking yesterday, according to our friend Kevin over at the Kevin and Bean Archive, this is the 11th year in a row we've done the Miss Double December pageant. So this will be winner number 11 coming up here in a couple weeks.
Number six is Jasmine from Huntington Beach. She's a Pilates instructor. I'm not sure we want somebody that can kick our asses. Do we? As Miss Double December?
I don't think a Pilates instructor so much kicking your ass as able to bend in any which way.
Okay. All right. Which leads us to her talent. She can do the splits.
See.
All right. Gotcha. Raina from Anaheim is number seven, a bartender and a server. If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Candy Cans. What's your talent? Lap dancing.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if she has to. Sarah is number eight from Orange County. She's a hairstylist. If you were a porn star, what would your made-up name be? It's Sarah Juana.
I like it.
Describe your talent. She left that blank. So I think we get to fill that in with anything we want.
Okay.
Number nine is Sarah from Whittier. She's a student. If you wrote your autobiography, what would your name be? Ask me about my T-Rex.
Now, what do you suppose that means?
I don't know.
I was wondering about that.
Now we're going to have to ask.
I really don't know. That's a bizarre one. And she left her talent blank, too, which means we get to pick. And finally, number 10 is Tawny from Orange County. She's a bartender. If you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? Dating is a waste of time. Let's party. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? The ability to slap stupid people no matter where I am.
Amen.
I'm afraid I'd get slapped.
You would.
What's your talent? Fit my fist in my mouth. All right. Describe yourself in 140 characters or less. I hate wearing clothes. This cold weather is killing me.
Online voting is open now at KROQ.com. If you would like to help us decide who will be Miss Double December 2014, and then again, coming up in 2 weeks, Friday, December 13th, at the Miss Double December pageant, we'll be once again at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. That is free and open to the public. Everyone is invited. We are going to be webcasting it again this year like we do, but it's really a little bit more fun even to be there in person. Toys for Tatas is going to be on site. Once again, we are teaming up with the U.S. Marines to get some toys together for kids so you can bring a new unwrapped toy. That's your entry to the party. As we like to say, come for the double D's, stay for the party. Get all the details in the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Just after 9 o'clock every morning this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're giving you tickets to not one, but both nights of the sold-out 24th annual KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas shows. They are this weekend at the Shrine. If you are a fan of bands like Kings of Leon or Vampire Weekend or Arcade Fire or Phoenix or Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, Lord, whoever you like, give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Looking in particular for fans who know this music and these lyrics. That's a little bit of a hint of what we're going to be looking for this time.
Yes, hint.
All right? Hint. Give you a chance to play a game, try to win some tickets coming up next at 1-800-520-1067. Here's Ralph now with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday, Bean. You're absolutely correct.
All right.
And that means new releases.
You know, I love this. It's my favorite part of the show.
I know you do. It's new CDs, new DVDs, new TV shows available on DVD. Here's what's available today.
Bean, I just would like a buy it or a silence from you after each one.
December the 3rd. New CDs. Britney Jean by Britney Spears.
Couldn't buy it anymore. Absolutely.
How are you that excited? How can you be that excited? After you've heard that single, Champion, and Participation.
I'm in.
Raider Nation. That horrible song she does, that work bitch
that's
song.
Not ideal, but
it's awful. Yeah, yesterday couldn't stop playing it. Today I can't tease him long enough for that. Pull it up. There's no way. Live at Rome Olympic Stadium, Blu-ray, CD, DVD, JVD.
That looks awesome.
JCVD.
Yeah, I think I got to get that. I don't think I can. Look, Muse is one of the great live bands of the day. I think I'm going to get that.
Yeah. Sons of Anarchy, the soundtrack.
Totally.
Okay. DVDs today. The Wolverine, starring Hugh Jackman. Latest Wolverine movie. That looks awesome. I did not get a chance to see it in the theaters, but it looks terrific.
Does look good.
I'm going to check it out. The Smurfs 2? I didn't really see Smurfs 1. I'm afraid to jump into the franchise at this late stage. I may not understand what's going on.
And I don't really want Bean's answer on this one.
I don't know if... What if I don't know Gargamel's motivation behind creating his own pink Smurfs? I don't know, man. I think... He might get too far beyond me to pick that up. The Mortal Instrument, City of Bones... Yeah, City of Bones. Get it? Bones.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Starring Lily Collins. How did Lily Collins come from any genetic soup that Phil Collins participated in? How did that ever happen?
That's a good question.
She is a stunner.
There are a lot of mysteries of genetics.
He is not a stunner.
That's correct.
No. TV shows on DVDs. Just jumping back really quickly. Does it amaze anyone else how Phil Collins, God bless him, to his credit, just said nope and stopped, just finished, not going to do it, not going to
no
more music, no singing, no drumming, no reunion shows with Genesis, nothing. I'm done. I did my thing, and now I'm going to go and enjoy myself and do something else.
We had heard that he quit, not even so much that he wanted to, but that he physically could not drum anymore, for starters. Remember, he stopped drumming.
Yeah, but he was a singer. I mean,
he could have just gone on and sang, I guess.
His hits were him doing the vocals.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Not so much the drumming stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems like he was willing to say, you know what, I did my thing and that's enough.
It is very rare that somebody will walk away, that's for sure. There has been some talk lately of some people trying to get a Genesis reunion again going, but I don't know that
those
people he's interested.
Come on, seriously.
Well, they still have a huge fan base.
Sure.
Well, look, there's lots of bands who aren't necessarily relevant in terms of current hits that do monster numbers on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you don't think they could come to town, Kevin, and sell out two or three nights at Staples Center if they wanted?
I don't know. Genesis?
Easily.
I think so.
Really?
Easily.
No,
I
I'm not kidding. I'm surprised.
What's wrong with you?
I'm surprised by that.
Madness.
All right, move on.
TV shows on DVD. Simpsons Season 16 and Duck Dynasty Seasons 1 through 3. Collector set with limited edition duck camo bandana.
Couldn't get
this
faster.
I already got that for you for Christmas, Kevin. So.
Excellent.
Now, the night before Christmas, I was sitting in my house, a three-hour nap, when all of a sudden I heard a big crash. I figured it was some coon digging in the trash. I went to the window and slipped on my shoes because I don't like critters snooping around in my refuge.
Come on. How do you not want that?
You
with me?
I've never wanted anything less.
Are you with me?
I already got it for you for Christmas.
Well, good, because I'm going to send it back to you ticking.
Ralph, USA! Would you watch USA! An hour of Duck Dynasty or listen to an hour of the new Britney Spears album if you had to choose one?
Wow.
At least Britney Spears, I could enjoy myself thinking about her while I listen to it. But there's
a raging Cajun redneck Christmas dancing Santa out in the yard. Joy to the world, road on the roof. We ain't got much, but we work real hard.
Come on.
You know, all the Christmas stuff has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, this release, which is the seasons 1 through 3, right?
Yeah, I just.
Right. Yeah, you're talking about the first three seasons of the show,
yeah,
right? Before the special, right?
Yeah, right. Just saying.
Muggs!
No, Muggs is very helpful. It looks like we have a new horror TV show in the works. Very excited about this. NBC has announced they're adding another creepy show to their already creepy Friday night lineup.
Love it.
Grimm, which is an awesome show.
That's great.
Dracula just added to the mix, doing very well for itself with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers as the Bloodsucker. And now, The Wolfman is going to be added. No Fantastic. Word on who will be starring in the TV version, but apparently it will be based on, similarly to the recent Benicio del Toro Anthony Hopkins film. So I'm guessing it'll be a period piece featuring the Wolfman. Good stuff.
Love
Bean, any feelings about that?
Can't wait.
About the Wolfman? I like the Lon Chaney movies. I really did. I didn't, haven't really followed it in recent years.
The special effects, I got to tell you, in the Wolfman with Benicio del Toro were spectacular. Story, script was has struggled, but I think the effects now are ready.
They finally figured out a way to convincingly make a man turn into a wolf, make it look realistic. Because a lot of times that was the rub on those costumes, is they were pretty rough.
But look, Rick Baker did it with American Werewolf in London. I thought that was phenomenal.
Rick Baker did that this too.
He did the Wolfman TV series too?
Oh, or TV series, or, no, movie.
The Benicio del Toro one. Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
He did that too.
That guy knows how to turn people into wolves.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Ozzy Osbourne, 65 years old today. Daryl Hannah turns 53, as does Julianne Moore. Brendan Fraser is 45 years old. Anna Chomsky is 33. And Amanda Seyfried celebrates her 28th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Every hour on the top of the hour from now until 6 p.m., you can win your tickets to both nights of the sold-out 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. They are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night, at the Shrine Auditorium. By the way, go to krock.com for details on the shows and the webcasts and the lineups and all that good stuff. Mumford joins us in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give away tickets as we Mumford the hits. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. I'm really happy to be here. I'm looking forward to playing Almost Acoustic Christmas. I can't wait to do it and get on the stage.
All right, hey, it's time to Mumford the Hits, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, my friend, if you can guess this song I'm singing, you will win the tickets. It won't be very easy, but if you can guess it, you will win the tickets.
All right, so we're going to go
to... Get the song I'm singing if you can, and then we'll give you some more tickets.
So Mumford will sing the lyrics to... tickets, right, exactly. So Mumford is going to be singing lyrics to a very popular song by a very popular act that's going to be playing the Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend. All you have to do is tell us the title and artist of the song that Mumford is singing. Kevin, who is our first contestant, please?
Could be from either night, by the way, because you get tickets to both nights. Hi, Therese.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. You ready for Mumford?
Yep.
All right, here you go.
Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching all the commotion. Like the kitty like play as people talking.
Doesn't exactly fit right into the cadence, Mumford, but thank you. What song is he doing there by title and artist, please, Charisse?
Sort of doing there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure.
Mm.
You want to take a guess real quick?
Politics?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, this is it.
Hey, where you laying? Well, don't make a sound.
That's not really technically what Mumford did, whoever we have in
Kings of Leon Dream, Sex on Fire there, but thank you so much for playing. Who's our next contestant?
Stop shaking your head. It doesn't help. Jose, hi.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you ready for Mumford the Hits?
Yes.
Here you go.
Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to cry. Now that I'm older, my heart's colder and I can see that it's a lie.
Title and artist, please, Jose. What do you got?
Vampire Weekend.
Sorry, that was it.
My heart with nothing.
Yeah, it's Arcade Fire.
Thank Wake you, up. Thanks for the call. Who's next?
Don't talk to him like that. Joshua, hi.
Hi.
You ready to Mumford the Hits? We're 0-3. 0-2, I mean. You're the third.
Alrighty.
All right, good luck. Come on, Mumford, stop it.
Take me to your best friend's house. Going round this roundabout. Oh, yeah, take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then. Where's the effing reverb now?
It's on. It's just a little less, a little more tasteful.
I loved you then, I love you now. Oh, yeah. Stop effing with it.
What song is Mumford doing there?
I'm going to guess Lord.
I'm so sorry. It was Group Love Tongue Tied.
Take me to your best friend's house. Yeah.
All right, we are right now, Lisa, am I right about this? We're into sudden death,
yes,
right?
Yes,
sudden
we are.
Death is where we're at. No drawing anymore. First
Someone's
person who identifies.
Suddenly. I promise you that.
It's true.
First person who identifies the song that Mumford is doing by title and artist will win their way in. Who's next?
Alex is next. Hi, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Doo-doos.
Mumford is shaking his head no, but let's give it a try. Good luck.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand.
Oh, that was very beautiful, Muffin. Very well done.
That was very beautiful indeed. Very and that, my friend, is the neighborhood sweater weather.
Look at that! All I am is a man. Right when we get into sudden death.
Congratulations. You're going to see both night and, one and two of this weekend's sold-out 24th Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. Way to go, Alex.
My wife is listening. I just want to say I love you, and we're going to acoustic.
There you go. Yay. Nicely done. Thanks for playing the game.
Congratulations, there you won that. I understand that you have got those tickets.
Wait, do you want to sing or you want me to play it?
Nope. You knew what songs I was singing, and you were getting those tickets.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Dante writes in, I heard Kevin being fearful that a Pilates instructor would kick his ass at the Miss Double December pageant. Does he think Pilates is some sort of martial arts? Those Pilates instructors can sure kick some ass with their breathing techniques and their emphasis on spinal and pelvic alignment.
Well, Dante, you're right about that.
I've done Pilates. I know what it is. They're tough. They're tough.
Can we turn on Lisa's
kick your ass, Kevin?
Yeah. There we go.
They can kick your ass, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because
all right, noted.
Because they're mad fighting skills?
They're strong.
They are ninjas. Pilates instructors are practically ninjas.
Well, that's true.
So let's get some security around that contestant at the Miss Double D pageant to make
Tina,
sure she doesn't take Kevin down.
Mad Pilates skills.
That's I'm not a smart guy.
Yeah. Ralph is here. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean show. What the hell's going on?
Just began filming yesterday, 50 Shades of Grey.
All right.
Get out the handcuffs, ladies.
Everyone.
It is on. They just added another cast member, by the way. Hollywood Reporter says Rita Ora will be in the film. That makes sense.
She's attractive.
She seems like a slut. The British musician and actress will play Mia, the adopted younger sister of Christian Grey. I'm guessing the adopted part of that allows him to have sex with her at some point in the book.
Oh, sure.
I haven't read it, but I'm guessing. You know, we're not really related.
None of that is true.
Here's my tie. Born Identity.
Yes.
Did you see the most recent one with Jeremy Renner?
Yes.
As Aaron Cross.
Yep.
They are doing the next film. Next series, next film in the series, The Born Identity.
He was great, but that was a little weak.
Well, it didn't really feel like a Born film.
Yeah,
they
you're right.
They sort of forced that backstory really in there. Oh, there is another one that also was in the program. Blackstone or Blackface.
It was Blackstone. I do not believe it was Blackface.
Stoneface. What was the name of the
I think it was Blackstone.
Was it Blackstone?
I think so.
Yeah. Still, a fun action film.
Sure.
Jeremy Lin, who is most famous for directing most of the Fast and Furious movies, will be taking over as the director of this next Bourne film. And Jeremy Renner is back. August 14th, 2015 is the release date, so circle your calendars. Get ready for that.
You said Jeremy Lin. Did you mean Justin?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Kevin just come up with that?
No, Dave said it in my headphones.
Yeah. It's written here as Jeremy Lin.
Oh, good.
The story, I think, is incorrect.
It's false. Okay.
It's incorrect.
We use the least reliable source here at K-Rock.
Well, actually, they do a good job. They do a nice job of collating and collecting all these stories from all over the place for us. But occasionally, I think they're working so hard over there.
More than occasionally.
That sometimes they write the wrong.
Once a day, something major.
Wrong name down.
But Jamie Renner is still starring in it, though, right?
Jeremy.
Oh, Renner. Sorry.
And Justin Lin. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin. That's Lin Sanity, isn't it? Isn't that the?
I think it is. Yeah.
The guy used to play for the Knicks. Where's he playing now? Someplace else, right?
Houston. Is he Houston?
Yeah,
maybe?
I think so. Yeah. I think this is a good idea. In Touch Weekly is reporting that Kelly Clarkson may be coming on to the judges panel of The Voice.
All right.
I think it's a good idea. Certainly she has a pedigree of being a successful recording artist and having started herself on a competition singing reality show. I think she would be a good addition.
I agree.
She just taped an episode last week. I think she came in as one of the guest mentors or something. And they're talking about maybe adding her to the cast of judges. Now, it might be perfect for her because she is in a family way, as they say.
Right.
Going to have a baby. She just got married. Is she going to have a baby or should she just get married? One or
I
the
don't
other.
Know.
Both.
Both, yeah. And she's also connected with Blake Shelton. They've worked together. So I think it's a good idea.
She also has the right personality. I mean,
yeah.
She's
smart, you know,
she's
articulate.
Yeah, smart and seems like she speaks her mind a little bit. She's got some personality. Yeah, I think that's a good fit.
And while we're talking about judges, does the name Cheryl Cole ring a bell?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It rings this bell right here.
Oh, jeez. She is a British superstar, not as well known here in the States, but a huge star over in the UK. And she was a judge on The X Factor back in 2011 when it first debuted here in the States.
Okay.
Then Simon Cowell bounced her. Well, she just landed a small fortune for her 21 days of hard labor on that show before she got fired. She sued the show for $2.2 million once they fired her, and apparently she has won her lawsuit.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, $2.2 million for 3 weeks. It's not a bad gig.
I feel like it's hard to sue a big company and win.
Me too.
They're always going to have so many more resources, and if nothing else, they're just going to extend the proceedings so long that you go broke trying to get your day in court.
Not that we have any experience in this.
No.
But I'm with Bean.
I'm guessing it was a contractual thing where they screwed up. She probably had a pay or play clause in her contract where even if they didn't use her because she set aside that time to work on that show for that length of time that she was obligated to get something
right.
Payment-wise. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense that they would have settled so quickly. And I thought it was always BS because I really liked her on that show, but Simon Cowell, the ratings weren't good, and he was looking for a scapegoat, and he said, well, Americans can't understand her accent. That's
really?
Why she got booted. I wasn't looking at her accent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Liev Schreiber seems like a good dad. He wants his kids to know that the holidays mean more than just presents and candy for them. Ray Donovan star said he took his little kids, Sasha and Samuel, down to the Association to Benefit Children in Harlem. Made them pack up a few of their clothes and toys to donate to little ones who were less fortunate, teach them the true meaning of the holidays.
Were they crying all the way?
He said they were not impressed with the idea at first. But once they got down there, they met the kids that were benefiting from this charity. They got a chance to play with them. And now they bug him all the time to go back. They want to bring more stuff to those kids and go back and play with those kids.
That's very cool.
He said, mission accomplished. His kids really learned something about the holiday season.
He's not taking it back, though, is he?
No. It's Liev Schreiber, star of Ray Donovan. Rich, famous dude. Once is enough. Ugh. Poor people.
He got his photo op out of it.
That's right. I do the same thing with Livia. I take her down to a charity center for kids, and I have her just throw her toys at them.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's like, here, Pori! Just throw it out the window.
You've taught her the word Pori?
Pori, yeah. I kid, of course. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ozzy Osbourne, 65 years old today. How do you think Ozzy celebrated?
I don't know that he's aware.
Yeah, maybe not. The world may never know how he celebrated. Because he'll try to explain it to somebody and he'll never come across.
We could talk to him tomorrow morning and ask.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Okay.
Daryl Hannah is 53 years old today, as is actress Julianne Moore. Boy, that's a good 53 right there. Brendan Fraser, talented funny guy, 45 years old today. Anna Chomsky from Veep, she is 33 years old. And actress Amanda Seyfried is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have comedian Eddie Pence on the program. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have one of the stars of Nebraska, Will Forte, will be in the studio. Very excited about that. And we have your tickets for both nights for the K-Rock 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's tomorrow morning on an All New Show.